Welcome everyone to another episode of Anime Talk. I am Joe, and this is a special night. For not only is it a Anime Talk night, it is a Terabad night. We have three special guests that are here tonight to discuss Terabad anime. So let's get started with introductions. First off, my name is Joe. You can find me at We Remember Love as a staff writer there, or on Twitter at Joe Animated. And you can send questions to either my Twitter account or just tag them Joe's Anime Talk. Or you can use the social stream on the right-hand side of the broadcast to get your questions in for the end of the show. But let's get to my first guest. My first guest tonight is one of the kings of Terabad, Shinmaru. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm Shinmaru. I write at The Cart Driver, the Nihon Review, and I'm on Twitter at Shinmaru, and I am the king of Terabad, not that imposter, Acadian.
Oh, our next guest is Akira. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, I'm Akira. I've been MIA for a little bit. I don't really write anymore, but I used to write for my own blog, Moe Fundamentalism. Find me at my Twitter handle. And interesting choice making me, because I've never been to Terabad, but I'll have lots of...
All right, and our last guest tonight is Flawfinder. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Mr. Flawfinder. I write for the anime blog Standing on My Neck, and I am trying to catch up on Terabad and dethrone these losers.
That's big talk, sir.
That's big talk trying to challenge Shin.
I've been dethroned, bro. You can have it.
Alright, so let's just start off really, really simple here. Let's just define what Terabad is. You know, what defines what a show, when a show reaches that Terabad level. So Shin, go ahead, define for us what Terabad means when it comes to anime.
Alright, well... much like, you know, Gurren Lagann's about kicking reason to the curb and, you know, going beyond the impossible, I'd say Terabad's about kicking regular bad to the curb and going beyond the terrible. I mean, there's a certain quality to the bad in Terabad. There's, like, a certain, like, real extra bit of, like, weirdness, passion, or just final fucking craziness that just really makes them memorable to me. I think that's the most important point to a Terabad. It has to be, like, instantly, like, memorable. It has to, like, burn itself to your brain forever, that kind of special kind of badness that when you think about anything that even remotely relates to it, you remember instantly, oh man, that was when Bao shouted, oh, Bao has a laser cannon, or that's when that flying goose from Garzy's wing took that guy to another dimension, or anything like insane like that. Like, that's the Terabad experience to me. It's not just like some lame anime like another that's just like regular bad, oh, this person died in a kind of crazy way, ooh. It's like Kenya Boy, where you see like a horde of cultists dressed up like water dragons who are going to sacrifice the one white woman in Africa. That is Terabad.
I think Terabad as a concept requires more than just negligence. Right, because if you have negligence, you are bad or a terrible show. I think you have to be belligerently destructive towards any kind of artistic expression in order for something to be, in my opinion. Like, there has to be some conscious effort to how bad the production is.
I definitely agree with that. That's what I mean when I say it was like an extra bit of like passion put into it. I think a lot of people, and they make something like really bad, they generally have their heart and their soul like put into it. I mean, maybe they don't think they're making something really good, although I think a lot of people really do think that, but they have that extra something, that extra kind of kick that makes them want to go beyond, you know, like the regular kind of concepts of like good and bad.
Yep.
All right. So let's take this to the next question then. So why, you know, usually when stuff gets terrible, nobody wants to watch it. So why do we want to watch these terrible bad shows? These shows, or why do we find them so enjoyable? These shows that are so bad, did they kind of just pass around that circle and come back to being good?
No, it's not about the show for me. It's about who you watch it with. I'm not, you know, I've always been a big proponent of anime. I think that is truly when Terabad shines, is when you're watching other people. I remember when School Days first came out, I watched it with, like, all of Nico video. And that was one of the best experiences I've ever had, watching anime. I think it's all about being able to discuss, right? Because if you're watching, say, you know, I'm not as well-versed in Terabad as Shinmaru here, but let's say you're watching something like Kitty Garland by yourself. You're just like, oh, why? What am I doing with my life? But if you're watching with other people, it suddenly becomes really, really fun. You know? Like, you know, History Science Theater 3000.
Okay, can I answer now?
Yeah.
Sorry, everybody's just chiming in. Yeah, go for it.
Okay, since I didn't get to say my opinion on the last question, I'll just start with that. To me, Terabad is like the anime version of exploitation films, you know, like the Godfrey Ho stuff or the Toxic Avenger, and I'm an exploitation film fan, so it does matter a bit to me when I watch with other people because that makes it more enjoyable, but the main reason I love Terabad is because, well, like I said, I like exploitation films, and Terabad is basically the anime version of that.
I gotcha. So then why do you find it so bad? Why do you get that so bad it's good feeling when you watch it then? What about it does that?
Well, it may be bad, like Terabad. It may be like bad, like maybe the acting is bad, or the execution is bad. But it is genuine. There's like some genuine passion put into it. It's not like trying to be cool. It's bad, but it's real.
I gotcha.
Yeah. I find like I think increasingly like I'm kind of rejecting the so bad is good moniker. Like one of your guests before Landon, he kind of pushed a whole screed like against that, and I kind of find myself like getting inching more to his side. I mean, there's a lot of like genuine bad stuff and anything that's like at the Terabad level, but I find there's actually a lot of, like, in a weird way, there's a lot of stuff that's actually legitimately enjoyable in a lot of these things. Like, a while back, I watched one of these Terabyte anime called Cypher. And it's basically one of those, like, one-shot OVAs made to advertise a manga. But it was kind of the creators, like, chose to present it in, like, in a style of, so it was, like, half documentary, like, mockumentary, and that's kind of a loaded word, and like half like really crazy 80s music video, and the story was like dull as shit. I mean, it didn't do its job in that it made me want to, it didn't make me want to read the manga at all, but I was like really like fascinated by the presentation and how like far it went with their packaging, like kind of at the expense of the story. And that's the kind of thing you find a lot of Terabyte. There's like maybe like one element or something that's like really genuinely like interesting and weird, and that maybe in like another production it could like make something like wholly legitimately good, but in a weird way it kind of like stands out in like a crazy way when it's like surrounded by all of this like insanity and badness. That's just what I've been finding. And like those the Terabyte stuff that I find like legitimately enjoyable that I've been watching lately.
Yeah, but let's, you know, I think let's not talk about so bad it's good. Let's talk about so bad it's shit.
Right? Yeah, because I think California Crisis is a truly awesome anime. I actually agree with Landon on that one.
Yeah, like I think some things are just terrible, and you watch them because they're terrible. You watch them for the same reason why people watch car crashes, or, you know, like, I don't know, there's a certain sense of, like, schadenfreude about watching Terabad.
It's the same reason you watch NASCAR. You don't watch it for the racing, you watch it for the spectacular wreck.
No, you watch it for the racing.
To see people do a right turn.
Left
over and over.
Left turn.
I'll be here all week.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely true. I mean, I watch a lot of Turbo, and I legitimately like a lot of these things, but there are some that are just, like, oh, so damn terrible. Like, I'm just looking over the big old list I wrote, and one, I'm looking at, like, Itadate, my Santa right now, and that was just... I still have nightmares about that horrible thing. It's just...
I've actually seen that one, and it was just... I don't get if it's supposed to be about a female Santa Claus, if it's... I mean, it's just... It was a scatterbrain Christmas special, for sure.
I always just wonder, what kind of human makes these shows? Like... you know, presumably, if you entered this field, you have a great passion for what you're doing, so, and, you know, some competence. You know, because some Terabat shows aren't even made by, like, minor studios. They're made by, like, major studios, right? So I have to ask, like, who thinks this way? Like, if anyone ever, like, runs a convention, I want you guys to invite a director as a guest of honor who's done a Terabat show, or a career Terabat director. And I want to ask him, like, what is your life like? How do you look at yourself in the mirror every morning? Feel anything other than disgust for who you are?
Well,
I'm curious. I'm dead serious.
Well, I know Necromon was made because it was the Netscape's anniversary, and they just created it to celebrate it. Their anniversary, and it shows.
I think some of these are maybe like a lot of first time people working on this, kind of like spreading their wings, trying to like work things out. Like if you look at like Armageddon, it was like in the early 80s, and there was like a ton of famous people who worked on it, like the director Rintaro, Katsuhiro Otomo, Yoshiaki Kawajiri, Yoshinori Kanata, like really huge names of the 80s and 90s, and the movie is just dog shit. It's such a terrible movie. It's like full of like racist caricatures.
That's not a reason why the movie is terrible.
Well, it's got somewhere.
It's like really clumsy and moralistic. The writing is just awful everywhere. It's so boring and long.
You know, but the other thing that I really, okay, fine. We say incompetent natives. Fine, I'll take that. But what boggles me even more is that as like a major corporation, this studio would allow this kind of... You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Didn't someone stop to think for a second when Kenya Boy was being made that this is probably not something that they... You know, or when the Prince of Tennis movie was being made, and they're just like, that part with the dinosaurs.
Oh, that part was funny.
We should cut that. You know, like, where are the editors? Where are the producers? Where's the quality control?
Kira, if you were an anime executive and you cut the dinosaurs, you'd be fired.
Oh, the dinosaurs are what made that movie.
You know, that may be true, but at least I have standards.
So let's transition.
Standards, the dinosaurs are the best part of the movie.
All right, so let's transition then. Since we're talking about our favorite Terabat shows, let's talk about it. What are some Terabat shows that come up on your favorites list, like the cream of the crop?
California Crisis, Kenya Boy, I like Megami Tensei, I like Poppy, and I...
Everybody loves Poppy.
Poppy is not bad, though. Can't name it as my favorite because it's legitimately good.
Hey, I think that scares the Irish pretty well, though.
Oh, yeah, that.
Oh, jeez.
And I'm currently looking through Legend of Duo, and the first episode I saw that, they're like, this looks good. I can get into this.
I've seen, like, Garzy's Wing. I've seen... The Santa Show. Oh, what else? I don't catch Terabat very often. It's never.
You're not crazy enough.
It's not a time when I can't shove my kids in a closet. You know, they're too active. But
yeah.
But yeah, just I guess I would count Guilty Crown up with Terabad almost. It definitely had some characteristics, you know, that fit into that Terabad genre for me.
Maybe.
I could see that, yeah.
No, but I think Guilty Crown, the difference between Guilty Crown and I think other Terabad shows was that I think they genuinely tried to make Guilty Crown a good show.
Yeah, they definitely did.
Oh, yeah.
They attacked it with no cynicism and all of the enthusiasm in the world. And, you know, we hate it because we're not their target audience.
What the heck was the target audience for that?
Japanese people, apparently. People love that stuff. Sold like hotcakes over there.
I'm still mad at them.
Yeah, I could definitely, like, feel they're putting their all into it. That's kind of part of the reason I didn't drop it. It's because they were just throwing everything out there. They're like coming up with like crazy stuff every week, and it was just so insane. Even if it didn't totally work, it like kept my eyes glued to the screen like every week. Even if it was just
the only reason I even heard of that show was because a certain Irish jackass hyped it up.
Oh, man.
So insulting him when he's not even awake to hear.
I know, right? Thank God for fucking time zones.
I know.
Thank God.
It's 4 a.m. his time. He's not even out of bed yet. He probably just went to bed. But so Shin, you wrote like a 4-page article on your top 20, top 25 Terabad shows. What was number one on your list at the time?
When I first wrote it, it was Kenya Boy. But I think I just finished watching it, like, when I was writing it. Kenya Boy is an insane trip. I mean, I did not expect it to go to the places it goes. Like, I'm kind of reluctant to, like, describe it here, just as I don't want to spoil the joys of the movie. The thing is, like, crazy, not just in plot, but, like, the director was like, it's kind of like avant-garde, like live-action films director. Usually, I think this maybe might have been like the one animated film he directed, and there's like all this like insane, like almost like nonsensical experimentation going on with the visuals. And I mean, the picture I have to go with Kenya Boy on my post is at a point. It's like a visual gag where the main kid like hits like these African warriors, and they turn white, and he turns black, and it's just like, I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw it. Like, I legit thought it was like an animation error at first, and then they kind of like break the fourth wall a bit and point it out, and then switch the color, like the skin colors back. Is I like almost fell out on my bed laughing when I saw that. It's so ridiculous, and like I can't even call it racist because it's so bizarre. Oh, that fucking movie, man.
I just think that adds the charm of the movie.
It charmed me quite thoroughly.
Sorry?
So Kira, you don't watch a ton of Terabad, but of what you've watched, what would you say rises to the top?
I have a policy of not watching shows that are bad.
Kenya Boy's good.
I'll keep my response to that to myself, but go on.
Yeah, so number one on my Terabad list is K-On.
I don't know.
Followed closely. Does anyone remember Kodomo no Jikan? Anybody?
Yeah. You mean the one with the underage girls? Yeah, I know that one.
Yep. There was that quality. There was the Idol Master. Oh, I'm kidding.
some stern guy's gonna.
Someone's gonna.
Those are fighting
words.
Wreck
the shit out of me. I'm gonna die, aren't I? no, but right, like, you know, I haven't really seen that many bad shows. I think School Days was one of the first like genuinely bad shows that I've watched, one and only, I think. Mostly because I watch a lot of shows by myself, and like I said, the whole fun of Terabat is doing it with other people. I remember the one time I did show for Terabat, we never got to it, because, you know, Kadian was too busy mouthing off some other stuff, so we never got to actually watch the show, and so I left, and I never got to see Terabat. So yeah, I don't know, just like, any show that's, that tries so hard to be good, but just isn't. And also any show where there was clearly no, like, checks and balances and no quality control, that's my favorite kind of Terabad. You know?
Yeah. It's kind of its own way, in a way, when shows are trying so hard to be good and they're just, like, bad. You just want to bring closer shoulder, hug them, whisper in the air, it'll be all right, Guilty Crown.
Now,
man, great.
Let's kind of stop there for a sec. Is it bad by Western standards? Or is it just bad by just entertainment standards?
We have no idea, because we don't live in the minds of crazy Japanese otaku. We can surmise how they think, but not really know. So I guess Terabat is a very subjective thing, right? Like, I mean, I don't think there's any way you can make it an... Yeah, there's no way you can make it objective.
Yeah, there's like definitely disagreements, like wild disagreements everywhere about what people think is like worth watching, what people think is crap. You know?
I just go for like if it feels sort of like an exploitation film, then it goes into the Terabat category. But even then, exploitation films themselves, they sometimes have like varying definitions on that too.
Yeah.
So let's, we've kind of done this already, but we can kind of keep going. So either something you've recently watched or maybe a show that aired this calendar year, you know, minus the whole Guilty Crown conversation, you know, is there something that's come up recently that you've either recently discovered or something that's aired that you would consider Terabat that you've enjoyed?
Oh, teacher, pick me.
All right, Kira, go for it.
There was one show that was one word that started with an F. That aired not so long ago. I'm kidding. I'm talking about Fractal.
but that brings up a good point. Was it just terrible? Was it a failure in execution? Was it just flat out terrible? Where they just didn't do anything, or was it Terabad?
I honestly thought it was just regular bad. I mean, they were going for I think they were definitely going for something. I think they nailed some things. Like I really like the betting and stuff, and I kind of enjoyed some of the ideas and stuff they were going for. It just kind of like fell apart at the end. And honestly, it's not really that much different than a lot of anime.
I thought it was bad because there was just no thought. Like I don't know. Like it just fell apart so spectacularly. In the end.
I still have yet to see that one.
But more recent shows. Oh, there was a Onii-chan koto suki janai
na. Fujimoto?
No. I mean, Fujimoto is a work of art. Stop.
Is that the one that was like that parody show? You know, I'm in. All the characters were really skinny with like ball-shaped heads.
It's the one where we all drank and got blackout every week.
Oh, yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
It had a really long name, too, didn't it?
Yeah, it was too fucking long for me to remember.
We all called it Onikoto. You know?
Yes.
One with the anorexic giraffe character designs.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes, yes.
Yeah, that was super casual. That show was super casual.
See, for me, that's one way to get through Terabat. Every time you see a goose wing in Garzy's wing, take a drink. You know, within the first 10 minutes, you're good to go. You know, the show's great at that point.
Yep.
Or watching Onikoto, you know, every time she says Oni-chan, take a shot.
I was literally wheeled off to the hospital in 30 minutes.
Might as well just like punch your liver. You might as well just open up your chest cavity. up your like torso and like punch your liver at that point.
Oh yeah.
You might as well stop too, because you're not going to keep up with the Irish, you know. They'll
always comes back to the Irish.
That is tonight. I don't know why, but they're easy to pick on. We're making the show Terabad at the same time we're talking about it. But
this is a meta Terabad show. This show is terrible.
It is.
It's crazy.
A terrible show talking about terrible anime.
Yeah, look at this. We only have 10 viewers right now. That's how bad it is. I think that's a record low.
I know everybody.
You can't see the number of viewers.
Yeah, you can.
I can see it.
So what else? I'm trying to think of anything. See, Terabad, I think, is one of those things where we talked last week about how you're looking for that next great hit, you know, that next show that's just going to wow you. I think Terabad comes in those same kind of cycles where every so often you just get something and go, yes, that is what defines Terabad. But the sad thing is, I don't think you see that as often now as you did. Let's put this in perspective. Do you think the occurrence of Terabad has decreased with the increase in more trying to make things more marketable to the larger amounts of groups? There's less specialized focus in shows. Does that make sense?
I would have agreed with that if I didn't just see Asamade Jugyochu and go, no, this is Terabad and it's freaking awful.
What were those names again?
Asamade Jugyochu. Basically, they're still Terabad being made now. I go like, this is, when I watch that, and of course there was Splunker Sensei the year before. And
these all sound like pornos.
Splunker Sensei is not a porno.
Asamade Jugyochu definitely sounds like a porno to me.
It might as well be.
Okay, but pornos, as a general rule, cannot be Terabad by the virtue that they're pornos.
Hanran, Crimson Wolf, I'm pretty sure that can be qualified as a porno.
Ah.
So, this, what was it, last spring, Gyo came out, the one where the fish come rising out of the sea on their own little mechanical legs, and if you get infected, the mechanical legs feed off of your gases.
Is this Ika Musume that you're talking about right now?
Yeah.
It's like adapted from the Junji Ito manga.
Alright, I'm trolling the shit out of everyone right now. Sorry, go on.
Gyo or Gaio, I would consider that Terabad just because it was supposed to be a horror show, but it wasn't that horrible. It was just bad and funny. I don't know. Not exactly, So Flawfinder, you would argue that Terabad is still being made. What about you, Shin?
I don't know. Think of how best to word this. I mean, I don't watch enough like current stuff, I guess, be able to spot like everything that could be like crazy like Terabad. In a season, I see something like every once in a while. Like last year, Rainbow Gate. That shows.
Oh, Rainbow Gate.
I need to see that.
Go the century, please.
Rio was so wonderful. And that's the kind of thing I'm looking for in, like, I guess, like a current Terabath. I mean, they literally take a character that's just like pachinko mascot, and I'm pretty sure there's like no story or anything or whatever, and they offer in a world where bats have like chicken wings for wings, or like play spinball in space, or like sharks with lasers and shit, man.
I think
one of the surefire ways to make a Terabad show is to base it off of a pachinko. Like, remember did anyone watch Umi Monogatari back in the day?
I did not.
That was bad, really bad. Rio Rainbow Gate was, we'll say bad as a synonym for awesome.
Indeed.
Other shows based on Pachinko are equally bad. Evangelion.
What?
Yeah, let's move on.
So we've kind of buzzed through these topics pretty quick, having quite a bit of fun with them. But I'll let you guys kind of free talk. If there's anybody listening that wants to ask a question of our three esteemed guests tonight, remember the theme is Terabat. If you have any questions for them, go ahead and put them in the social stream, and we'll get to them here, here shortly. But anything you guys want to add that we missed earlier on any of our previous topics?
If Hideaki Anno ever plays at, like, Evangelion Pachinko Machine.
Oh, God. I actually have an interesting question for everybody.
Go for it.
What are some Terabat moves that you've seen anime fans do in real life?
None. I don't meet any Terabat fans in real life.
I don't mean fans of Terabat. Like, what are some things that you've seen people do that are just so impossibly idiotic that they're hilarious?
Oh, good. Let's see if I can delve far enough in my...
Well, anime fans are just people in general.
No, I mean, we're talking specifically within the fandom, I think. That way it's a little more relatable, a little more fun for everyone who's listening.
I got no idea how I would answer that.
I haven't been around the fandom long enough to have any examples, I guess.
Oh, man.
I mean, you get the people on Twitter and stuff that still go, you know... Well, I guess those aren't true anime fans, but there's the Narutards who always defend that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? You always get funny stuff out of them.
Yeah. Let's pour one out. Pour one out for anime justice right now. I'm literally spilling wine all over my carpet.
oh, no.
Yikes.
We're not going there, but I will say that was an interesting conversation.
But what I was saying, another really good one was I heard about this one on IRC from one of my friends. This guy was in Japan and he was playing the crane game, and you know, some cute girl comes up to him, and she's like, and he's like about to give up, and she's like, oh, you know, like, you can do it, like, you still have one credit left. And he was like, oh shit, I didn't realize I had a credit. So like, he ends up getting like this Miku plushie. He gets the thing with this credit. This girl is super impressed with him. He thinks she's really cute. And then she's like, oh my god, that's so cool, you got it. And then he's like, oh, like, do you like Miku? And she's like, yeah, I'm a cosplayer, and I'm like actually looking for one of these, because like, I need one. And he was just like, oh, I'll sell it to you for $20. And I was like, oh my god.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, I was like, oh, man. Oh, that's one for the history books.
There's a comment here from Fashizzle. Ooh. The dudes cosplaying as girls. I heard it, which one? One of the Back East shows, that there were tons of guys cosplaying as Korra from The Last Avatar, the new series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you serious? Like, you do realize it's a chick, right?
Oh, keeping up with J.P. Meyer on Twitter, all the COD was the best.
Yes, that's what it was. It's like I'm reading these tweets and going, he said this at least 5 times now. Like, this isn't just a freak occurrence. This is actually a thing. There are guys cosplaying as her. It's like, holy cow. Like, personally... You can call me gender bias, whatever. I think guys should cosplay as guys and girls should cosplay as girls. You know, take that for what it's worth.
No way.
I can't believe
that all of people on Twitter who think I'm a homophobe aren't here to hear this, but I'm totally like for guys cosplaying. I think it's a lot of fun. Like, I mean, I've never done it, but I would imagine that it's super fun.
What freaks me out, though, I've seen some pictures of this, and my wife has some makeup books that prove me completely wrong, but there are some guys that look a hell of a lot better with makeup, wigs, the whole works than a lot of women do, and that scares the shit out of me. Like, they're not just drag queens. These are full-fledged. When they've got the makeup and the whole outfit on, you wouldn't know the difference.
Yep. Just like Thailand.
I definitely don't know.
That to me, that's terror bad. That is so bad. It's so bad. It's good. I don't know. Whatever. We're getting sidetracked, but it's definitely...
I've been to so many anime cons, I'm just desensitized to it. Like, doesn't even faze me. Does not faze me at all.
You live in California, too, so it's not like...
Hey, easy.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's California. It's known for a few things. Especially SoCal. Come on.
No, NorCal. Not SoCal. SoCal is known for things like the Kardashians and Kobe Bryant.
Well, you could say Kim Kardashian is a drag queen, but that's a whole nother argument.
All right. Anyways, I'm sorry. Once again, I've managed to sabotage and derail conversation. This happens every time, so you should really not be surprised at this point.
So we've got a question for you. Who would win, Rio from Rainbow Gate or Kaiji? Or Kaiji.
Oh. And Rio, unfortunately, I love Kaiji. He's such a great character, but Rio would stomp him because she is the luckiest person in the world. And Kaiji would cry like a baby, and I would hug him and tell him it would be all right because he is so...
Yeah, I'm going with Shinra on this one.
Yeah.
I've never
seen that. And with Rio's victory, she would bring peace to the Middle East. She would brighten up relations between Japan and China and Korea. And what else could she fix? Northern Ireland would be cool with everyone else in the UK.
Irish.
Too soon.
Yep, way too soon. Exactly. That's just how lucky Rio is.
So lucky that she's like... I didn't watch the show. Is that the whole premise, that she's lucky at everything then?
Yeah, she works at a casino. she works at a casino, and like her luck like spreads to everyone. She's so lucky that her luck like literally spreads to everyone at the casino, and they get lucky at games they win, which seems sort of counterproductive to me.
if she works at a casino, the last thing you would want is for people to be good at
games. Yeah.
Oh, again, where was the quality control on this one? Where was it?
It was all put into, again, bats with chicken wings, laser sharks, and...
No, you gotta say sharks with frickin' laser beams.
Sharks with frickin' laser beams, and that bikini bottom that Rio wears that's shaped like a heart. That's where all the quality control went.
Oh, jeez. All right, let's check out for our next question here. Let's see what we've got. Man, it is pretty sparse tonight. You guys just aren't... Everybody agrees with you, apparently. Nobody wants to put you to the fire.
Aw, that's a shame.
I know.
Yeah.
So, guys, any final thoughts, then, as we start to close up the show? Why don't we go around the horn and start with Shin?
Oh, jeez. I wish I put any thought into this at all. Well, obviously, if you haven't watched Rio Rainbow Gate, you should drop everything you're doing now and watch it, because it's... laugh, it'll make you cry, and it'll bring peace to your life, just like it brought peace to them.
Oh, Flaw Finder.
Watch Poppy. It is awesome. And California Crisis. because I said this on Twitter, screw the Boondock Saints.
Hey, that show is live. That show is real action, terror bad right there. Akira.
Bad for sure.
They say hell is other people, but terror bad is also other people. So next time you terror bad, do it with someone else. A spotter, if you will.
Yep.
Yep.
Never watch Terabad alone, huh?
No, no. You do not Terabad alone. That's the
unless
key.
You're me.
You're not Terabad
I'm
alone.
A sad, lonely person.
And Terabad is always better with a fifth of vodka.
Yep.
Oh, I see another question. Foshizzle asking why Akira is so cool. Are you so cool, Akira?
Fosh must be the only person who thinks that. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I think he is terribly mistaken. I think there's a terrible mistake being made here. You know how like sometimes there are people who are in love with the idea of a person, but not actually that person? Like every anime protagonist. Also, otakus are very familiar with the idea of being in love with someone, because all we love are ideas. None of the people that we love actually exist. So, there's that for you. And like I said, I think he's vastly misguided. I think if any of you actually met me, you'd be like, oh my god, I do not want to spend any time with this motherfucker. So,
I did meet you, and I love you.
Did you really? That's kind of gay, bro. But I like
yep.
it.
I'm totally gay for you, man.
You
the
ever
gayest
hang out
feelings
with me,
I feel.
You ever hang out with me, you'll know I'm not as negative on my blog as I am in real life.
Oh, good lord.
Uh-oh.
In real life, I don't have a shark in my head.
I do. I always carry a shark in my head.
I know.
You never know when you might need it.
That is true.
All right, guys. Well, thank you, everybody, for watching us again tonight. You can find this show and others at my blog, joanimated.wordpress.com. There is a podcast feed there you can click on, add to your favorite podcast app. Also, you can find these videos at YouTube, youtube.com/user/joanimated. And if you're interested in being on the show like my three guests were tonight, you can always send me an email or find me on Twitter and send me a message, and we will get you tied in. As always, it's a pleasure having you guys on with me. Thanks again, all three
of
you guys
are
returners. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
And yep, I'm saluting right now, but a good salute and not a Nazi salute.
All right, everybody, good night.
Good night.
Night.
Good night.